What is the significance of St. Thomas Aquinas, especially the writings of St. Thomas, in the mission spirituality of St. Arnold Jansen? What is the significance? Did you know that when Father Arnold Jansen was in Bocholt in Germany from 1861 to 1873 as a secondary school teacher, he settled into his daily school obligations and found more time for his theological deepening and personal study? He came across the theological Summa Theologica by St. Thomas Aquinas in the library and began to study that compendium of the main theological teachings of the Catholic Church. And he did so with great love well into his old age. And Father Arnold wrote, "I myself did not read St. Thomas during my theological studies, since it was not usual in Germany at the time. The whole theology was taught in German. Therefore, the study of Aquinas, St. Thomas Aquinas, influenced decisively his understanding of the unique role of the Word of God. Other authors from the time also influenced Arnold's theological and spiritual development. Drawing on Aquinas and Matthias Schieben, one of the leading theologians during his time, Father Arnold saw in the Verbum Divinum Incarnatum, the divine, the incarnate divine word, the basic source of the mission of the Holy Spirit for the completion of the divine work of salvation." Remember that one of the intentions of Father Arnold in founding the Society of the Divine Word was the propagation of faith and to send missionaries to the foreign land, to the foreign mission. My dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the memorial of St. Thomas Aquinas, Doctor of the Church, one can say that he lived a full life as he responded to the Lord's call to use his intelligence to understand, even for just a bit, how the Lord's wisdom and goodness works. And in turn, we strongly benefit in his effort to articulate the divine truth that we lived out as followers of the Lord, as he serves as a guide for us to follow Jesus. Our gospel reading for today calls for faith in the Lord, and we heard that from the first reading and the gospel. We heard in the gospel, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" Jesus asked his disciples this very and personal question. We hope that our faith, brothers and sisters, grows as we all the more understand and reach the wisdom of God in our efforts to make sense of our daily experience and find the Lord in the big and great things in our lives. St. Thomas Aquinas said, and point for our reflection for today, he said, "The things that we love, the things that we love tell us what we are. The things that we love tell us what we are." As we continue reflecting on the gospel and also the life and the contribution of St. Thomas Aquinas in the Catholic faith, the Catholic doctrine, let us be reminded that this very important reminder in our Christian life: have faith in God and walk in faith, and you will never walk alone, even in the midst of turbulence and storms in our life.